All right, Pat Pagano's away for the weekend as he's heading to Chatham, not Chatham, New York, but out on the Cape. And the person who's not going to Chatham out on the Cape, Anthony Jay, is with us. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey. Hey, Marshall and Jill, how's it going today?
Not too bad. How's it going with you?
Great. It's a warm but nice morning where I am. How about up there?
Here, it's, you know, I didn't have the air conditioner on last night. The house stayed cool enough. I think it's humid out, but I also think it's a damp humidity. You know, it's not the hot humidity because the sun's not up. I think once the sun comes up, it's going to get uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, as you mentioned, Pat's out in the Cape again. Is that Chatham, Mass?
Yeah, he's out in Chatham, Mass. You know, one of his friends had somebody die in the family, so they're going out and they invited people to go out to the house with them, and you know, it's a freebie for him, so why not?
yeah, he likes it. Yeah, the Cape is wonderful. I haven't been back there in several years, but yeah, especially in August, oh, it's absolutely terrific.
Oh yeah, I haven't been to the Cape in a long, long time. And that's because you have to go through Rhode Island most of the times, and I don't like going through Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah. It's the Cape goes all the way out to Provincetown, the tip.
Yeah, so many people here go out there. There's a guy, a real nice guy here, Serge, who owns Sarah Van Restaurant. He has his own pilot's license, and what he does, he flies out several times a week to the Cape, to Provincetown,
yeah.
And he gets fresh seafood. And he flies it back, and then they serve it that night.
Oh, yeah. See, I have a couple of friends that are pilots. One I went to school with, that was my roommate. He flies those planes. He used to fly the Cessna planes. Now he's a commercial pilot.
Oh, I used to fly a Cessna.
You did?
Oh, a Cessna 172.
Huh? Oh, I don't think you told me, yeah.
Out of the Kingston Airport, I used to do traffic reports for WKNY in the morning and afternoon for about 2 or 3 years, and I logged I logged close to 2,000 hours flying Cessna 172s.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I went up in one of those planes one time with him, and I'd love to do it again, actually.
I liked it. It was fun, but I don't know. I don't have time to do it now. That's too bad. You know, and I've been invited. By the way, up this weekend, as a matter of fact, I think it's this weekend, there's a big it's either this weekend or next weekend, the fly-in at the Great Barrington Airport, and they have you can go up there, you can fly, there's hot air balloons and stuff, and
I love those. Yes, I love hot air balloon festivals. That's one of my favorite things.
So that's what they're having up there, and they have it every year. It started off the fly-in is this weekend on the 18th, 8:30 in the morning till 4. Airplane, helicopter, balloon rides, live music, farm and food vendors, a pancake breakfast. It benefits the Great Barrington Rotary Youth Scholarship. So I guess we should find out what the weather's going to be like. Huh? We'll stop talking and find out what the weather's going to be like, because tomorrow night I'm broadcasting live from the Sharon Playhouse, and then Saturday's the Great Barrington Airport, the fly-in. So we it's important we know.
Oh, yes. And the wind, especially, is very important for that, for those balloons. Yes, so we are going to be looking at a nice day. Well, you know, humid, sticky day today. I don't think there'll be any thunderstorms around really today. Tomorrow, a weather system's going to approach tomorrow, and it's going to strengthen and give us some thunderstorms by the end of the day. And Friday night could have some locally severe weather, maybe some at least gusty winds, could be locally damaging wind gusts. I wouldn't even rule out an isolated tornado somewhere up in New England or in the Hudson Valley Friday night. Now for Saturday, that front is going to kind of ooze its way east of our area, but unfortunately, at least the southern parts of our area, a good chance of more showers on Saturday. However, the northern parts of the area might escape it. So we may just have, say, up around Great Barrington, some showers in the morning, and then maybe it clears out in the afternoon. We'll keep our fingers crossed, though, because those cold fronts are stubborn to go through this time of year. So we'll keep an eye on that. But that's how it's looking for Saturday. And then Sunday, we'll be back to full sunshine and less humidity. So Sunday is 100% perfect.
Perfect on Sunday.
Yes. And keep your fingers crossed for Saturday that we kick those showers out of here by the late morning, at least to the north. To the south, they'll tend to linger.
Now, what about tomorrow? and between 6 and 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yes. That cold front's going to be coming in from the Great Lakes, so we're going to have thunderstorms developing around that time, I would say, actually. Maybe sooner, but between 6 and 8, I'd say storms developing towards the west and then moving across the whole area towards 8 o'clock until about 11 o'clock or so.
All right, so and they might be strong storms?
Yeah, it looks like I would say some local flooding, some gusty winds, and with that low pressure spinning by, could, you know, spin up a brief little tornado somewhere.
What?
I wouldn't be shocked to see that, yeah.
Come on, it's the opening of Always Patsy Cline. We don't need no tornadoes blowing Patsy Cline around.
Me
around.
Yeah, I would keep that. It'll be dry most of the day, but in the evening you're going to have to look out to the sky for those storms.
Well, unfortunately, unfortunately, in the evening from 6 to 8, I'll be outside underneath on their patio broadcasting.
Right, okay. So will you be safe even if it get rain?
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah,
no, I'll be covered if it's rain. There's not much that I'm going to be safe if there's a tornado.
I would keep an eye. I would keep an eye to things, though.
Well, I will. I'm an amateur. I've always been an amateur weather watcher.
I mean, weather is awesome. I mean, especially here in the Northeast.
Over the years, I've kept in contact with meteorologists like Charlie Bagley, who's now retired, Brad Field, who's now retired. This is how long I've been doing this. Of course, Pat Pagano. But I mean, from a kid on, I always used to like to watch the weather patterns. And when I found out when I was young enough and the Weather Channel came on the air, I just about died of a heart attack. I was so happy. but now the Weather Channel is more entertainment than it is weather.
Yeah, it's totally, totally changed.
Yeah, it's kind of like MTV. You can't find a song on MTV. There's no songs. There's all these damn shows.
Yeah, I don't know why they still call it that.
I guess corporate, you know, what the heck. But anyway, so today's going to be hot, and we don't have to worry about thunderstorms, right?
Right.
But tomorrow, it's going to be hot, but then we've got that cold front moving, thunderstorms in the evening, and thunderstorms or rain early Saturday morning for us, and clearing up by Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, especially the northern parts of our area. To the south, it'll tend to linger a little bit more. So probably not a lot of heavy rain, though, it looks like. But if you're down towards southern areas, definitely it's going to be wetter.
All right, now we'll be changing the intro to our weather forecast. We've added a new signal that will cover our Route 22 corridor from Armenia right down to Pawling, New York, and the Route 7 corridor from Cornwall Bridge that covers it down to Kent. We're welcoming those listeners now. They can hear us crystal clear on a city-grade signal now from Cornwall Bridge to Kent on Route 7 and right down the 22 corridor from from Millerton down to Pawling. They can get us a crystal clear, city-grade signal now. We added more places to our listening audience.
Wow. That's amazing, yeah.
And I had to tell Pat we can't add them to the intro because pretty soon the intro will be 40 seconds and the weather will be 10.
Yes.
So we can't do that. Yeah. All right, so now you're working right through the weekend or no?
I am, yes. I'm going to be filling in my normal day, Saturday, and then Sunday, yes, I will be doing more radio, and then Monday as well, and then Mr. Pagano will be back.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
And so you'll be in again tomorrow morning.
I sure will.
All right, well, we'll speak to you then.
Great.
Take care, Anthony.
Take care, Marshall. Till next time.
Yep, bye-bye. Anthony Jay of the Weather Center this morning for Pat Pagano here on Robin Hood Radio.